Post-synchro, Dick Tomasovic.
Et oui, c'est le retour de l'indicatif culte de post-synchro. Alors pourquoi ? Bah parce que c'est la rentrée, parce qu'on avait très envie de l'entendre à nouveau. Et puis aussi, on fête le retour du format mensuel de post-synchro. On est très heureux de pouvoir à nouveau vous retrouver chaque mois sur Radio Rectangle. Alors cette première émission de cette rentrée, elle est consacrée à Christopher Nolan. Pourquoi ? Parce qu'on l'a beaucoup présenté comme le sauveur du cinéma. Alors je ne sais pas s'il sauve le cinéma, mais il sauve un peu les salles en ce moment. Vous le savez, depuis l'arrêt de l'exploitation et puis sa reprise un peu difficile durant les vacances, tous les programmateurs, exploitants de cinéma et puis les spectateurs aussi attendaient impatiemment un grand blockbuster qui sera un petit peu l'amorce du retour en salle. Ce blockbuster, il a tardé, il a été reporté plusieurs fois, il sort finalement sur les écrans, c'est Tenet. Et s'il ne sauve pas le cinéma, on peut dire au moins qu'il crée un bon frémissement dans les salles, puisqu'au moment où je vous parle, le film fait un excellent démarrage. On va revenir tout au long de cette émission sur la carrière de Nolan. On va d'abord évidemment s'intéresser au film des années 90, la fin des années 90 et son premier film Following, dont la musique est composée par David Julian, qui va devenir un compère et un fidèle important, puisque les deux autres films suivants, qui vont vraiment révéler Nolan sur la scène internationale, Memento et puis Insomnia, sont effectivement des films composés par David Julian. Et puis changement de registre important avec la trilogie Batman, puisque c'est le martial Hans Zimmer qui reprend le collier, qu'il va garder durant quelques films, puisque on va retrouver Hans Zimmer encore derrière les compositions de Interstellar et de Dunkerque. Changement de registre donc avec le tout nouveau film de Nolan qui est en salle, Tenet, puisque c'est cette fois-ci Ludwig Göransson qui s'y colle, et donc on finira cette émission avec quelques extraits sonores du film. Je vous souhaite une très bonne écoute, une écoute extrêmement immersive au vu du talent de ces différents compositeurs, et puis un peu de mélancolie aussi parfois, puisque c'est déjà un peu l'automne. Bonne écoute.
eyes drift across a crowd of people, and they slowly stop and fix on one person, and all of a sudden that person isn't part of the crowd anymore. They become an individual, just like that. Just became irresistible.
So you followed women?
I followed anybody. I just wanted to see where they went, what they did. It was supposed to just be completely random. You would never follow the same person twice. That was the most important rule. That was the one that I broke first. That's when the trouble started.
I got burgled yesterday.
What's it feel like being broken into?
You're developing a taste for it. The violating, the voyeurism, it's definitely you.
That's it. I mean, if you've got any questions, then.
One or two.
have this condition.
A condition?
It's my memory.
Amnesia.
No. It's different from that.
What?
Since my injury, I can't make new memories. Everything fades. If we talk for too long, I'll forget how we started. Next time I see you, I'm not going to remember this conversation.
What's the last thing that you do remember?
My wife.
That's sweet.
Dying.
Lenny!
I guess I've already told you about my condition.
Oh, well, only every time I see you.
You don't remember where you've been or what you've just done?
No, I can't make new memories. It's like waking. It's like you just woke up.
When you find this guy, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna kill him.
Maybe I can help you find him. Are you sure you want this?
My wife deserves vengeance.
Do not trust her. She's gonna use you to protect herself.
I think someone's been trying to get me to kill the wrong guy.
You can question everything. You can never know anything for sure.
Teddy, don't believe his lies.
You wander around playing detective. Well, maybe you should start investigating yourself.
Who did this to you?
You did.
I want my life back!
Why are you asking me? I can't remember what I've done.
Thank you.
completely fucked because nobody believes you. Oh, it's amazing what a little brain damage will do for your credibility. I guess it's some kind of poetic justice for not believing Sammy. You know the truth about my condition, officer? You don't know anything. You feel angry. You don't know why. You feel guilty. You have no idea why. You could do anything. Not have the faintest idea 10 minutes later. Like Sammy. What if I'd done something like Sammy? I didn't tell you? What happened to Sammy and his wife?
Finch, do you know when Randy showed her the gun?
February?
I'm looking for Judge Bates.
No, probably January.
Why didn't you come forward with this information when she died?
She swore me to secrecy. She didn't want anybody to know about that.
Even when she was dead, she didn't want anyone to know. Beaten to death?
I was honoring her wishes.
A body dumped on a pile of garbage?
I was her friend.
You weren't a friend.
All right, acquaintance, all right? We were close, and
we were close.
I was just...
Mm-hmm. She was attractive. Jeff Sexton.
She was 17.
17? She was attractive.
Suppose?
Suppose. She was.
Right.
Well, so did you have sex with her?
No, I was her mentor.
You bought her things?
Yeah.
Gifts?
Yes.
What kind of gifts?
Books, mostly. That's what she loved.
Books?
Mm-hmm.
What about this? You give her this?
Yes.
Why?
Why?
You want to see how she looked with it on?
No.
No? Why would you give her jewelry?
It's just a present.
Present?
Yeah.
You bought a lot of presents. You bought her dresses?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
No, nothing wrong. I'm just trying to figure out what kind of mentor you were.
I gave her things she couldn't have.
You just want to fuck her head. Son of a bitch! Thor!
Get cool, sick bastard.
Hey.
You gotta cool down.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool down.
We'll be right back. my jokes were bad.
Give me one reason why I shouldn't have my boy here pull your head off.
How about a magic trick? I'm gonna make this pencil disappear. Ta-da! It's gone.
Thank you.
post-synchro.